The main way to reduce your risk of infection with West Nile virus is by avoiding mosquito bites. This portion addresses ways that individuals, households, and communities can reduce the risk of disease. These strategies involve repelling and excluding mosquitoes and managing the environment to reduce mosquito populations. At least 37 different mosquito species have been found to be infected with West Nile virus in the U.S. The most important species bite between dusk and dawn. An important way that individuals can reduce their risk is by applying insect repellent containing DEET while outdoors. DEET is the most effective and best studied insect repellent available. DEET has been used in repellents for many years and is one of the most tested compounds because it is used directly on skin. Many of the most familiar insect repellent brands contain DEET. Check the label to be sure. It's also important to look at the label for safety instructions. Always follow the directions for use on the package. The higher the percentage of DEET a product contains, the longer protection it gives, up to 50%. Repellents with more than 50% DEET are unlikely to offer additional protection. It can be hard to get into the habit of using repellent, but make it easy for yourself. Put repellent where you'll see it, or keep a small bottle in your bag or with sporting equipment. Remind other family members, especially those over 50, about the importance of using repellent. Use enough repellent to cover exposed skin or clothing. Don't apply repellent under clothing. Heavy application is not necessary to achieve protection. There are some basic safety tips to remember with repellent. Do not apply repellent to cuts, wounds, or irritated skin. After returning indoors, wash off treated skin with soap and water. Do not spray aerosol or pump products in enclosed areas. Do not apply products directly to your face. Spray your hands and then rub them carefully over the face, avoiding eyes and mouth. Repellents can be used safely on children, again, always following the product instructions. Most guidelines cite that it is okay to use repellents on children over 2 years old and to use products with a low concentration of DEET. Check with your physician if you have more questions about repellent use and children. Repellents with DEET are also safe for pregnant women, again, following the product instructions. Some safety tips for using repellent with kids are: do not allow young children to apply insect repellent to themselves. Have an adult help them and keep repellents out of reach of children. Apply repellent to your own hands and then rub it on your child. Avoid children's eyes and mouth. Do not apply repellent to children's hands, since kids tend to put their hands in their mouths. Another type of repellent containing permethrin can be applied to clothing, and it will repel mosquitoes for a long time, but don't apply permethrin directly to human skin. Some non-DEET repellent products also provide some protection from mosquito bites. Studies have suggested that other products do not offer the same level of protection, or that protection does not last as long as products containing DEET. A soybean oil-based product has been shown to provide protection for a period of time similar to low concentrations of DEET. Another way to avoid mosquito bites is to wear long-sleeve shirts, long pants, and socks sprayed with repellent while outdoors. Though this may not always be practical, it can help provide extra protection during morning and evening, when mosquitoes are most likely to bite and when temperatures may be cooler. Many mosquitoes bite between dusk and dawn. Be especially sure to use repellents and protective clothing, or you may choose to limit time outdoors during these hours. Some mosquitoes like to come indoors. Limit the time you and your family are at risk by fixing or installing window and door screens. Keep an eye out for older family members or neighbors that may need a hand in repairing screens as well. It is important to know that mosquitoes can lay their eggs in even a small amount of water. You may have lots of mosquitoes around your house because you have secret mosquito nurseries. Look around your house or apartment every week for possible mosquito breeding places. You might be surprised how many places water can collect. Empty water from buckets, cans, pool covers, flower pots, and other items. Throw away or cover up stored tires and other items that aren't being used. Clean pet water bowls weekly. Check if rain gutters are clogged and clean them if necessary. If you store water outside or have a well, make sure it's covered up. Encourage your neighbors to check for breeding sites as well. There are additional steps that communities can take to reduce the risk for all citizens. Many areas have held community cleanup days to remove trash that can be possible mosquito breeding sites and to collect tires and other large items that people need to discard. This can be an excellent project for youth groups. Encourage the use of repellent at outdoor summer events, such as festivals and baseball games. Some municipalities and counties also have programs to conduct mosquito control. These programs can take many different forms, and ideally, they identify important sites for mosquito and virus activity in order to target control efforts. Control efforts can include source reduction, reducing potential breeding areas, larvaciding, using products to control immature mosquitoes, and adulticiding, using chemical products to kill adult mosquitoes. Check with your local health department to see whether a mosquito abatement district or control program is active in your area. The American Mosquito Control Association can provide information on how to organize a program if one does not currently exist. Another way that people can help their communities is through reporting dead birds to local health departments. This helps officials track West Nile virus. Check with your local or state health department to find out their policy for reporting dead birds. Some areas stop collecting birds after activity has been adequately documented.